The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration pumps out 29 terabytes of information every day, and that is just one agency. The government still has a long way to go to figure out how to leverage all of its data. Ann Altman is general manager of IBM's global public sector and a finalist for Executive of the Year here at the 2014 GovCon Awards. Ann, it's a pleasure to have you with me. Congratulations.
Thank you, Francis.
I wish you good luck tonight. You and your colleagues have been working on the big data issue for a long, long time. How is the discussion about big data in the federal government evolving as the government gets kind of a better idea of what they have and now tries to figure out what to do with it?
Well, you just brought up NOAA. So the government itself is all about big data. It always has been. Every major challenge, from placing a man on the moon to the first census to running Social Security, all of these are big data challenges. And the distinction is that today we have the ability to do apply analytics and really rapidly gather insights and be able to do things for mission critical environments that we couldn't do before.
Mm-hmm. The analytics issue, how much of that of making sure that the results you get from performing good analytics is making sure that the data that you're analyzing, some of which can be very, very old, is clean and reliable?
That's a great question. And in the past, it was all about data cleansing. How do I make sure I have clean, accurate data sets so that I can then look just at those? Today, analytics have advanced dramatically. So in IBM, we have something called Watson. It takes structured, unstructured data. It gathers that and it learns and infers so that it can actually weed out things that are inaccurate. And that's not a job that we now have to do with IT teams to cleanse the data.
I'm smiling as you talk about Watson because I think of Jeopardy. That's the first
thing.
Are you
a Jeopardy fan?
Well, I in another life I was, yeah. I don't get a chance to watch it very much anymore.
Well, we'll have to have you play Watson.
I would love to do that.
All right.
And I'm not afraid to lose horribly to Watson, which I probably would.
Well, we'd love to have you challenge.
Well, that would be fantastic. We'll work on that after you're off the air. The idea, though, of applying data, it seems to me, is becoming such a buzzword almost that I wonder if there's a danger of thinking data is going to solve all our problems and we're going to be able to measure everything when that may or may not be the case. Is that something that you're hearing anybody talking about, or is it something that you're seeing in the clients that you work with?
I think it's more about the fact that everything is instrumented. Mm-hmm. So everything is producing data. And now the question is, how do we use that so that we can effectively redefine process and workflow?
So with the amount of data that's being produced, one thing I haven't seen a lot of people talking about yet is sorting it to make sure that you're collecting things that are valuable and not bothering to collect things anymore that may not be valuable or that may not cause you to be able to take an action or decline to take an action.
Mm-hmm.
Is that on people's radar screens yet?
I think so. A number of years ago, IBM worked with one of our three-letter agencies on something that was real-time streaming, so capturing data real-time and being able to discern and pull out that which was of value.
Mm-hmm.
Today, that's a commercial product, and it's used for everything from banking to distribution to government.
Mm-hmm. Is data analytics kind of on the same trajectory as other areas of technology where you see an exponential increase in capability and all of the other attributes of it the same way? Is there like a Moore's law for big data?
Well, as we said, you know, there are now the Internet of Things is trillions and trillions of devices all connected. I don't see that ending. So data will continue to grow. What's really interesting and exciting about the environment that we're living in now is that we are at a point where in IT we have redefining how we do work through mobility. We have all the security issues of how we end-to-end secure and manage our environments. We have, of course, the big data and analytics requirements, and then how we consume all of this through cloud. So it is an environment that I think we've never seen before and presents tremendous opportunity for everyone, including in this region, an economic development opportunity that's huge.
Ann Altman of IBM is up for Executive of the Year at the 2014 GovCon Awards. I'm going to geek out for a minute. So you got the phone call or email or whatever where somebody said you're going to be a nominee. What goes through your head at that point? What do you think about that? I mean, it's great, yes, of course, but what else?
Of course, it's a great honor. And what I thought was, how wonderful it is to be a part of IBM and to be a part of IBM Federal, where so many leaders have built this business and have committed their lives to serve our government. That's what I think about. Everybody in this organization and in this community, frankly, they wake up every day and they say, how can we improve citizen lives? We can do that by working with federal agencies to improve process and deliver mission outcome. Mm-hmm. So that's what I thought about.
You mentioned a couple of minutes ago some of the major topics, some of the major areas of interest in federal agencies. We talked about big data. You mentioned mobility, cloud, and those things. Those weren't on anybody's radar screens or very few people's radar screens 3 to 5 years ago. What do you think are some of the things that people maybe should be starting to think about now, either in the vendor community or in the federal community, that we'll be talking about at this event 3 and 5 years from now that maybe are not very apparent today?
Well, very interesting. So 5 years ago, there wasn't an iDevice. Today, mm-hmm. none of us can live without a smart device.
Right.
And so all of these things are very new, and we think of it as just speed, the speed at which industry is moving and the ability to deliver completely different functional value. So when I think about what will change in this community going forward, it has to be, how do you acquire it? How do we change acquisition law and procurement support within the federal government in order to be able to consume the way technology is advancing?
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, in fact, PSC is, and I'm involved with this, is doing just that, working on a technology council and an acquisition council to represent ideas to the next administration and this one.